Gedolim probably knows and heard a lot about the Zera of the Kantanistim, that this went on, I think, around in the 1870s and 1860s, that there was a Zera that every Yiddish Kehila had to give a certain amount of boys to serve in the Tsar's army, the Russian Tsar's army. And they would take the boys at age 10 or 11, and they would keep them in the army for 25 years. 25 years until they were let out. And this was a terrible day and a very dark time for Am Yisrael at that time. And the big issue was, in Deich Nefesh, with the Nefesh, like, who gets sent? You know, that was called for a lot of machlekes within the Kehilas. I mean, let's not go into that detail, but what's important now is that Rabbi Chanan, in one of the Svarim that come out, Rabbi Chanan on the Gavitzes, said over that the Chofetz Chaim told him that it was nigla to him that all those boys that were drafted for that gzeira, they were Gilgulim of the Ovdei Abal Bizman Achov. And their only tikkun was to go through this experience and hold on to Yiddishkeit, hold on to it on some level. And that Mesiras Nefesh, that would do it and be their tikkun, that they would be able to return. Everyone, Kefir Chesed, was all the shamas of those people. This is what Rabbi Chanan says, that the Chofetz Chaim says was nigla to him, and we're not going to ask exactly. We don't have such a question. How was this nigla? This is what he said. But the problem we do have over here is that, do you really expect it as a Seder Tikkun? Is it really a possibility that a boy from age 10 or 11 for 25 years is living among Goyim, Arelim, Shkotzim, Seidi Yisrael, Oichon Nebele Streifus, never sees a shul, never sees his parents, never sees a Sefer Torah, never sees a Talmud Chacham, never sees a Kehilah Yisrael for 25 years, you expect him to hold on to his Yiddishkeit? Like, this is a Seder Tikkun? It's like 1 in 10,000. 1 in 10,000 is going to be able to hold on to anything. Living in such a sviva, such powerful ashpoyas, and nothing to hold on to. So, what's the dogaret with that? That was the Seder Tikkun for those people that were over there about that time. Who is going to be misukum with this? The program just doesn't seem that it could work. So, Nir Lahamik, what the Kavanah of the Chofetz Chaim was and what the Seder was. Based on, they have now certain igris from the Ramchal. It says there that there was one of the Zikni Hador when Ramchal was a young person. One of the Zikni Hador, Tzadik Hador, Mekubal, Geisi Yid, Geisen Rabbi Ben Yamin HaKoyen. This Yid, Rabbi Yamin HaKoyen, in his old age, got very difficult Yisurim. He got a very difficult Chayli. So he sent to the Ramchal a letter saying that he never ever in his life did an Aveira. He's Noki Vitzadik, like Tom Tam Chet Miyamov. So what are these Yisurim about? He says he knows there's such a thing as Yisurim Shalav. That's a Furush Sugya. But that Sugya says that if it's Yisurim Shiyesh Ben Bittel Toiro and Bittel Tvila, Shema Meno, they're not Yisurim Shalav. And he says in the Yisurim he's suffering this Bittel Toiro, Bittel Tvila. There's no way for him to be able to overcome that Bittel Toiro. So Shema Meno Tzalchet. I don't know if any chet biyode was bodik. He's bodik kol yomav all the time, every day, like he had no chet. What is this? To which the Ramchal responded that it is takal chet, eibsedo bittel toyim bittel tefillah zavad al chet. But it's not you chatoyim. It's actually the chatoyim of the door, and you're being saved by the door. That's what he wrote back to this Rebbe Yom HaKoyen. There's another mechtev, two mechtevim later, that says, that's Megala something else. He says that the ikik mechaper of the Yisurim sheyesh ben bittel teira bittel tefillah, the ikik mechaper is not just the tzar of the Yisurim. The ikik mechaper is the tzar of the bittel teira and the bittel tefillah. And that's why Tzadik Adar save a little, because they're the ones that have the biggest tsar on the Bittel Teira, Bittel Tefillah. And that Tzimoyin that I wish I could be learning, I wish I could be doing, that tsar and Tzimoyin is the Mechaper, the Ikekarecham Akapar. So, Kefi Anira, what the Rav Chaim was saying, was that these children, when they were torn away from their Chadorim, from their parents, from their Kehilas, from their shuls, from their chaverim, torn away for a lifetime, 25 years, if they were made tsar on the loss of Yiddishkeit, if throughout their lives, when they reflected on what happened to them, they had a longing and a yearning, that would be the ikakar hamachaper, and that would be the ticket. Not that there's much hope that they're going to come back like an Erlich Yid after eating Shkatz and Nevedas, Tarvis, and living like that with no Shabbos and no Yontov. There's very little hope for that. That wasn't the Kavona. The Kavona was that, it says, B'mei Achov, B'mei Abal, Zem Avegev Arv in the Yiddishkeit with the Redifi after the Baal. Avada was a grace in the Soyin being in Moshe State, but that's what it was. It was just dropping it. If now they're going to be made over its loss, that the Yiddishkeit was robbed from them, that's going to be the Kriya Kapora, and that's going to be the ticket. And that Mustama and most of them did have those kind of sentiments. That's very likely. They understood what happened to them, and they probably felt seared and bitter of what was robbed from them. That could be actually the Kavona of what the Chofetz Chaim was saying.